the Iris Festival, that major annual event in Brussels that takes place on Victory in Europe Day. It was canceled last year, but it is going ahead next weekend with a hybrid version, with some of it online and some of it in real life. We talked to the tourist organization Visit Brussels about what we can expect.
My name is Jeroen Roppe. I work as a spokesperson for Visit Brussels. Visit Brussels is the organization responsible for everything tourism and cultural communication and city marketing.
Tell me a little bit about the history of the Iris Festival.
Well, the Iris Festival is an annual event on the 8th of May. It's sort of a feast day for the Brussels region. As you know, in Belgium, we have three regions, and Brussels has its own feast day, and that is every year on May the 8th. It's Victory Day or Liberation Day, the end of the Second World War. Now we have already our 32nd Iris Festival. Every year it's getting bigger and bigger. In a normal year, the Iris Festival is mainly concentrated in and around the Royal Park in Brussels, in the city center. And there you have many live music concerts, the public institutions that open their doors and expose themselves to the public, many organizations in Brussels that expose themselves to a large audience. There are free exhibitions, guided tours all over the region, from, say, Schaarbeek to Uccle, from Berchem to the waterways. You have large program of activities in all over the region in Brussels. And usually the weather is excellent on during the Iris Festival. So let's hope that will be the case this year as well. It is, of course, extremely difficult in these circumstances to organize something, but it can be possible. That is what we wanted to show to other organizers as well. We did that last year with the Comic Strip Festival, for instance. We really wanted to show people that it can be possible to organize an event in a different way, of course, respecting all the measures taken and the difficult conditions in this period of crisis. And we really wanted to show this year that you can organize, it is possible to organize a hybrid event, because this year we've chosen for a hybrid program, partly online, partly in real life, or en présentiel, as we call it. This is why there are many activities and many things to do online via our website, irisfestival.brussels. And also in real life, there are things to discover all over the region. There are guided tours. There are concerts, small concerts for small bubbles of people. Concerts on emblematic spots all over the region, but also in places that are not so known to most of the people. That can be very interesting. To give you an example, the Co-op building in Anderlecht is a fantastic building with a beautiful rooftop. The perfect location to organize a small event. And that is what we wanted to show to people, that there are many iconic buildings that, of course, are known to many people, but there are also beautiful buildings with fantastic architecture to discover all over Brussels. You can win also your own Brussels card discovery. The Brussels card discovery is a card that allows you to visit three museums for a very low price. There are guided tours in several neighborhoods all over the region. You can discover the real Brussels sense of humor, which we call the Zwans humor. You can discover that online, thanks to some Brussels comics that have made very funny videos on our website. You can, of course, meet several institutions in the Brussels region. And there is a ULB village. So the University of Brussels has its own village at CU, which is a fantastic spot as well. Really a must-see spot, and you can discover it during the IRIS Festival. So many things to do, not only during the weekend, May the 8th and the 9th, but also during the weeks after the event. You can check our website. You can still see that there are many things to do in Brussels, and you can experience them online as well. All the concerts will be available online after the festival. We kept it the program as a surprise, but we will show you more the next couple of days and the next couple of weeks.
Will people have to reserve for the real life events?
Well, yes, you can reserve via our website. That is, of course, something you have to do. Well, of course, all the measures taken by the federal government are taken into account and have to be respected during the festival. So that means that there are the bubbles are respected. That means that you can the distance has to be respected. So yes, that is, of course, very important for the real live events.